Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Football, fighting, and full-on nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast.
Yes, people, what's happening? I know it's not Thursday. Stephen Housen, Ben Adams. What's happening, everybody? So, yes, we are not doing this on
Thursday.
Because I'm off to Marseille to go and watch Paddy Evra's boys against Vitória Setúbal, the Portuguese lot. I think they've done all right so far in Europa League. They're third in the French League. No one's really talking about it because everyone's just talking about Monaco and PSG doing well and ripping it up and that. So Marseille just sort of slowly creeping up in behind
them. Did they get beat on Sunday though? Off Montpellier?
I don't know actually. I've not seen his results. He's been in and out of the team, Paddy, as well. So I don't know. Hopefully he's going to be playing. I mean, I've no idea if he's playing or not, but hopefully he's going to be playing. Thatch in the comments says Spurs have just been robbed of a penalty. Yeah, obviously there's a couple of big games on tonight, haven't they? Spurs and Madrid, City and Napoli, although no one told City fans because they've seemed to have boycotted it again for some reason. Do you reckon they'll still boycott it if they win it? Hilarious, that.
Yeah. What, do you mean they won't go to the final?
I mean, boycott. It's fuck off.
They boycott the fucking Premier League, so...
Jepcon in the comments says, what the fuck is that retarded title? Isn't he signing a new contract? It says Jose to PSG. Bullshit. I mean, I've not baited anybody there, have I? I've literally told you what I think of it prior to even you clicking on the video. Jose to PSG. Bullshit.
Yes.
It's bullshit. Actually, he gave a press conference today where he talked about it at length, to be honest, and he said, British press again taking a piss.
Yeah, he's not like, short of saying I'm going to sign a new one, but I mean, what do you want him to do?
He said, yeah, I'm like 10 month or 14 month into a whatever contract. Like,
he's only halfway through, so no need to panic yet, is there?
No. Jay says, what's wrong with Thursday? Just told you what's wrong with Thursday, mate. Am I watching a goal show on BT? No, I'm not, because BT are dicks.
I could probably watch it on my phone.
They changed me. You could probably log in on there and do it, to be honest. They changed my password, so they changed my account number. And then didn't send me the letter. And all the stuff that you get says, set up your new account. Like, they send me an email which says, set up your new account. And then it goes, what's your account number? I go, oh, fucking no. You changed it and didn't send it me. And now they're saying, you haven't paid your bill. I know, because I can't get an account set up.
Son of a bitches.
And I'm on ringback, actually, so it might ring. And if it rings, I'm answering it. Because I'm not waiting again all fucking night for him.
BT, mate. You need to email the CEO or
tweet
the CEO.
Sort his shit out.
That worked for me. I got escalated to an executive level complaint.
Did you?
Yeah, and then just had some guy called Paul.
What keywords did you throw in for that?
Oh, fucking. I probably got the email. Could find you. So just put it in. They said, oh, right, passed it off. And then some guy called Paul boxed it off. Give me bare free shit for time. Yeah, I was like, nice one. And then he goes to me just there when it comes towards the end, just like, say you're going to leave. So I won't put him through to the complaints team again, and they'll box it off. So.
Tried that with Sky, mate, a few years back. And I was like, right, I'll leave. Because I heard that was a dance that you had to do. Say you'll leave, and they offer you all sorts. I just went, I'll leave. And he was like, all right.
See ya.
It's like,
yeah, don't
know. Oh, fuck's sake, I'm going to have to do it now. We are going to talk about Super Brute in a bit. I had an unbelievable week. In terms of bad, not a good week.
Dog shit.
I reckon there's a lot of dog us in the shit. Same boat.
Dream team. It's just
did anybody guess City's result? Bang on the nose, because I doubt it. There's no way you could have. There's no way.
The only time I've gone for a mad ass result is
feel like 7-2 for that.
Yeah, I think that I've been a bit of a mad
6-0 couple of
7-0. I think with Palace. Yeah. No, it still is
7-2. Such a rare result, isn't it? Though it's not.
Well, it shows a defensive frailty still.
It does, especially with how quick they conceded them. I mean, everyone's just falling over himself at the moment to award them the league. Like, haven't people learned?
October's not the time for this shit. Best football in the world, best football ever. Yeah, playing good attacking football. But
spent about $30 billion on them.
See what happens in a few weeks' time, innit?
Let's talk about the title then, because obviously, I think it's papers just trying to make a bit of mischief. Did you guys in the comments, because I don't think you did, and I definitely didn't. I didn't expect when Jose Mourinho took this job that he was going to be here for 35 years and walk off into the sunset.
Nah, he's already spoke of like wanting to manage a national team, whether that be England or Portugal, so that comes...
Yeah, I think he mentioned England, didn't he? Yeah. Because he said, like, I love English football.
Yeah, the last stage of your career. I mean, he's got the ego to be like, well, I'll be the one to do something with England and get you to be successful in the major tournament.
You got to really play your poker with that, though, and just know, like, what you've got, what's coming through, like, and pick, because you can't checkbook a national team, can you?
No.
I don't think so, anyway. Has anyone done it? Someone's probably has done it.
Probably be, like, fucking... getting his scouts to make sure we find who's got an English heritage. Let's get him on.
Who did that? Was it Jack Charlton did that with Ireland for the World Cup and that in the 90s? He was an older...
A lot of the old nations do know. Like Ashley Williams is like more English than half the English team.
Yeah. Leon in the comments, just turned 18. Do I need a credit card for Super? And that's completely FOC, mate. Totally free. Why do Subaru when Sky's Super 6? You can guess 6 out of 10. I think you have to guess 6 out of 6.
Yeah, 6 out of 6.
And also because these are sponsoring the show, so that's why we're doing Subaru. So, yeah, real me that.
There you go. But yeah, I'm not concerned with him leaving. Some people were saying, oh yeah, let him just go now then. You're like, fuck off, mate.
And get who? I actually saw at least 3 separate people say, just give it gigs now, and you're like, fuck me, on back of what? On the back of what, 4 games?
On the back of him being part of Van Gaal and Moyes' backroom staff.
Like, yeah, I love Ryan Giggs. What he's achieved at Manchester United will never be surpassed.
No.
But he needs player. To prove himself as a manager. This is a new career.
And you can't just turn around and say, oh, Guardiola set through. Like, that's completely different.
No. There is no update on the Papa John's commercial market.
Yeah.
With Ben.
Where are they?
These dickheads only work till 5 o'clock though, so I don't know how we're gonna have to figure it out. We might have to like set a date to be like, right, Friday, 2 o'clock. We just hammer them.
Couldn't eat your pizza right now. I'm full as fuck.
No, I couldn't.
I'd chippy today.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Fish and chips, isn't it? Cheese and onion pie.
How are you allowing fish to be not meat?
Yeah, I'd say not meat, as in like chicken and fish. Basically, well, no, I took it round to my nana's house to see my nana, my mum come, missus, baby and that, so it's alright. Just spent a bit of time, but yeah, I ate fucking all of it, didn't I? Got 3 portions of chips.
Smash that over.
2 fish, 1 cheese and onion pie, and then like, fucking, I was getting bread on the side. And then my nan's made these butterfly buns. She's like 88 or something. Yeah, she's 88. She's going to be 89 soon. She's still making, she still lives on her own and that. So I was like, oh, buzzing. She goes, get them out of the fridge. So I just wallop 2 down. Happy and days. I had a can of Coke before. I can't stomach that. Fucking diabetes is calling.
Stringer says, be happy if Jose was here five years. I wouldn't expect more than that. You know what I mean? Yeah, and he says, I don't expect any longer. Yeah, I don't really see it being any longer. Like, if he is, he's been hyper successful and he's changed a lot of his ways from previous clubs. Not sure that's going to happen, to be honest. People in the comments here saying like, who's going to break down first, Conte or Guardiola? Conte's a stress head, isn't he?
Yeah.
I also think Guardiola's a massive stress head. I mean, it's going amazing for him at the moment. And I've got to take my hat off to City at the moment. There, last year, I really thought they didn't deserve a lot of the plaudits that they got. There was holding possession around centre-half and the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And that's not attractive football to me.
No, that second goal they scored on Saturday was mint.
They're direct now. They're direct when they need to be direct.
Into their hands, though. Yeah. Like, they just scored City the first goal, and then the ball rolls back to Darren Fletcher off the kickoff.
But the organisation, because if it's Mark Hughes, the organisation shit at Stoke.
He fucking
saw that against us.
He got the ball, Fletcher. He went turned out to the right. Duff started on the right touchline, and he fucking chipped it over someone's head, and he's trying to chest it like that, and he's lost it, and he's thinking, that's an absolute wank boy, just conceded a goal, give yourself 5-10 minutes to get settled so you don't get it again. They didn't touch the ball again. It was in the back of the net, and that's when they split and everything. It looked really, really good.
Jordan in the comments. Of course, Mourinho isn't staying till 70, but to believe he's staying, leaving for PSG soon is a joke. No, I mean, that's literally the papers. He did say some stuff about PSG, but someone brought up, it was Simon actually, brought it up on, I saw on Facebook earlier that Fergie did this in the mid-90s, that he said, you know, he said some nice stuff about some of the continental clubs, can't remember who, and he sort of like put it out there that he was off unless the board backed him and did this and that and the other. And the board bought it. They said he played poker really because there wasn't any like Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Munich or anyone. No one fancied Fergie because they thought his tactics would only work in England. And the board bought hook, line, and sinker what he was saying, offered him a new contract and backed him a little bit. I'm assuming that must have been around like the Andy Cole sort of transfer kind of time.
Jose's nice though, because he would quite happily walk away, and he's got no ties. Okay. So why the fucking playing? Think it's a good game to play.
But what I'm hearing is that it's not just I don't think he's necessarily playing a game, or the board are necessarily playing a game, but like a lot of people just think, oh, he wants transfers, that's that. There's a lot of stuff that he wants at Carrington that he's obviously, it's changed massively in the last 2 years or so, but there's stuff he wants going on behind the scenes at Carrington that the club's just not being fucking snappy with. That's why I think a director of football's got to be in. Someone who sits on the board and can be like to Woodward, listen, we fucking need this. Because the manager and the chairman are always going to butt heads, aren't they? But always. You need someone who's can put his arm around the manager and can put his arm around Woodward a little bit and be like, look, even if it's just literally to mediate that relationship. Because that's such an important relationship, and it's such a point of friction in it, the chairman and the manager. They're never going to be the best of friends in the world. I bet even Fergie and Gillow's at it all the time.
All the time. Because that's what you've got to be, aren't you? Because you're always pushing back. Oh, shit. As a manager.
Slinging bets on it.
Only a little one. I've got like 2 quid or something. You're as a manager, you want always more, don't you? You're always pushing for more and more and more. So
someone's got to tell you no.
The man on the purse strings. Otherwise, that's how Lazio went tits up, didn't they?
So. Parma, and Leeds, and so many other clubs. Like it's happened all the time, man. So yeah, you can't blame Woodward for. I mean, he's been backed. I saw someone today saying he just wants to be back. Like Pep's been backed. You're like, hang on, nobody ever in the history of football has ever been backed like Pep's been backed. You're like, we're getting backed.
They've got a blanket. Open checkbook, do whatever you want. Like, you're spending fucking £50 million on Kyle Walker and then £50 million on Mendy and then another £30 million on Danilo, and Danilo can't even get a game even when fucking Mendy's out.
Might as well close that academy. They're not going to bring anyone through, are they? Or even if they are, you could just buy them.
So I don't know why kids would like go there in the first place.
Well, some that I spoke to that are United fans that left United and went there, because I was like, what are you doing, man? And they'd bought into that Mourinho's not going to play youth thing. 16, 17 year old lads, and they're very close to first team football. If it's not here, it's going to be somewhere.
Like City have not played any for
youth. But the myth was that Guardiola does that, doesn't he?
But he even said himself,
"I'm not going to play."
I'm not going to play. Yeah.
And like people's like, "Oh, Sancho had a bad attitude." Sancho knew how good he was, right? And the whole world's telling him how good he is.
You don't sign for Dortmund if you're just an average like academy player, do you?
He knew how good he was, and he knew everything that was going on around him, and he knew what his value was. And when your manager comes out in the press and says, "I'm not going to play any youngsters," you'd be like, "Cool, get me out of here."
Yeah.
Aren't you? And my attitude would be like, get me out of here.
Why am I wasting my time?
What the fucking hell's the point?
Why am I wasting my time?
And you've got Foden as well, who's an absolutely unbelievable player. He might as well fucking bounce too. I'd take him at United, no problem. We are going to get to the Reddit Q&A in a little bit as well. So I asked some questions on Reddit. Or I asked for some of your questions on Reddit. So someone's going to throw that up for us. Irish and Red says it's pure shite. It's going nowhere. Paper shite. Bigging up a nothing tale. He will sign a 5-year contract in the next 6 months. He won't leave until he wins big. I don't know if he'll sign a 5-year. I think it might be a year or two extension.
Yeah.
I think the club might want to keep an extra year padding on that 3-year contract. I think that's a good sensible thing to do.
Because he does implode.
He absolutely implodes. Yeah. And I think he obviously wants to get a massive security, 8-9 year contract if he could. Because then the payout would be ridiculous. Yeah. Because he clearly got himself sacked at Chelsea last time. He clearly ran that off the rails. Like, he didn't, it wasn't just like a one incident and then out the door.
Well,
it deteriorated.
But why was that deteriorating? You don't know what the deterioration was. It might have been because he kind of knew that United were going to be, because Van Gaal, that was...
It's a long way out to do it, isn't it?
It is, but they probably thought, well, you know, there's going to be a point where we're going to get it. The only way that, you know, you're going to get away from Chelsea is if you're going to have a complete meltdown. You've won and what you need to win there. You might not win the Champions League with them.
Mm.
But come to us and, you know...
Yeah, and if you resign, it's probably going to cost you X. There's probably a resignation clause in there,
yeah,
in his contracts as well, so...
You never know.
And I was saying yesterday, I was with Paul from Redman, and I was saying, like, it felt like when... I think it was with him, anyway. It might have been on the full-time Dallas one. I don't know. I'm on a lot of things. It felt like when we got Mourinho, it was opportunistic, from our perspective at least. It didn't feel like it was a long-term plan, because obviously he was in work at the start of that season that we got rid of Van Gaal. So it didn't feel like a long-term plan that we was bringing Mourinho in. And right or wrong, whatever's been going on in the City does feel part of a long-term plan. Now, who knows what they've got lined up for the post-Pep? Because they should really be thinking, the exact same United should be thinking.
I think a lot of clubs now, they do succession planning, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, definitely.
Do they, though?
Yeah, you would have a few. Well, people with any intentions of doing something, like... Obviously, if you bring in De Boer and then you sack him after four games...
I mean, it was a succession plan to bring in Roy fucking Hodgson.
No,
I mean?
No.
Has there been a succession plan at Leicester? They brought Michael Appleton in, which is a decent little thingy. He's been getting rave reviews at Oxford. A lot of people saying he's a real innovator. And
Is he taking over from Shakespeare?
I think he's only caretaker, but I think he's got the credentials.
Nigel Pearson's still employed by Leicester, working in Belgium.
What? Are they just paying a percentage of his wages, or
no? He's employed by the Leicester owners or Leicester, you know,
the company.
Yeah.
What, King Power, whatever they are.
Whatever, yeah.
So. Who's better, Madrid or Spurs? Madrid. Sometimes the best team doesn't win. That's why football is such a good game, because the best team doesn't always win, because you can be out fought, out worked, out tacticked, and out looked sometimes in games, can't you? And that's why. The FA Cup's as good as it is. I think Madrid by quite a stretch, to be honest.
Oh yeah, Madrid are one of the best teams, if not the best team in Europe. There's the European champions twice on a spin. No one's done that in the Champions League era.
That's
no
fluke.
Yeah.
There's no fluke in
there.
Absolutely no fluke. Ancelotti's free. Yeah, I don't know if he's been tainted by what happened. I mean, it wasn't good listening to what the Bayern players were saying, that he's just gone in and proper 80s, isn't it, Annie?
Let's play five-a-side.
Yeah.
Do you want fucking chippy tea?
We might as well get Ron Atkinson in if that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Like that. I think that's the level of what he was sort of alluding to. Although, yeah, before I heard all that, Ancelotti was a guy that I thought I'd love him at United.
Yeah.
There was no complaints when he was there at Chelsea, though, and that was only a couple of years ago. Did he win a double?
Yeah, but he just did it for that 1 year, though, didn't he? Not even a year, was it?
I don't know.
I think it was less.
tonight's pretty equal, but Madrid seem fitter overall.
Mm. Best players are always fitter, aren't they? They're always like that 10%, 5% sharper.
It helps massively, doesn't it, to be able to that level of... what's it called? Level of fitness. And I think that does separate at the top level as well. We said before, haven't we, like the touch of a professional footballer from League Two to the Premier League, there's not a lot in that.
No.
But it's speed, vision, engine, that kind of thing is going to take, especially like a fullback.
You look at United, especially this year, their fitness tells in the last 10 minutes when we've been scoring the amount of goals that we've been scoring.
Can you believe that's a criticism of Lukaku, that he scored so many goals late on? Mm. You're like, hang on. So what you're saying is one of his great attributes is that he's got the engine, at the size he is, to be able to still produce in the 80th minute. That's an attribute, not a fucking criticism.
Yeah, but they're just looking any reason to criticise, aren't they? And to say Mourinho's anti-football, and then Pep's, you know, the student of the big game and all that. Fucking hell.
What's my thoughts on Marco Silva? Do I think he could manage a top side? I think he's got to prove it. But, like, this I said on yesterday on with the Redmen lads. Like, the sort of thing that Arsenal are lacking at the moment is tactical nous and grit. And Marco Silva brings that, doesn't he? I mean, he'd been massively impressive since he came here. The guy's a proven winner with Olympiacos, and I can't remember where he was in Portugal. I don't think it was one of the big ones, but he's actually got Lisbon. Yeah, he's got a good track record, man. So I think a big club's gonna take a risk on him, and I think it should be someone like Arsenal. But their fans have been demanding like they'll want like Simeone. And what makes me laugh is that Simeone gets away with. He is anti-football. You know, he definitely sets up teams very similar to Mourinho.
Who's the Valencia
manager
now?
Shit. I don't know. What's it called, didn't he, the other day?
Yeah, Pereira. Well, they won 6-3. They've been absolutely ripping it up, like, playing some quality football.
Danny Rose coming on. Jamie Carragher said that Dave is the second greatest keeper in the history of the Premier League. I think you've got to put Van der Sar in the mix with that one, but maybe because Van der Sar also did pretty well with a really shit Fulham team as well, which people forget.
De Gea's clean sheet record is ridiculous.
It's not as good as Van der Sar's, though.
Is it not? What, overall?
At United.
Well, he's just in United. Because, yeah, De Gea is better than 1 in 3.
Yeah, Van der Sar's better than 1 in 2. I think it is, let's find out.
At United?
Yeah.
When
he went like 20-odd games without conceding, didn't remember.
Yeah, but you got Rio and Vidic and Evra.
Yeah. And then whoever.
Yeah. There you go, clean sheets.
So total overall is 135, yeah, and he only had 266 games, so it's 0.508.
Wow.
David De Gea is 0.371. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's not as good as Sergio Romero, like, nearly two-thirds clean sheets.
No, but obviously, in contrast, like, Van der Sar was there at the peak and towards the end, whereas De Gea, he did a lot of learning on the job, didn't he?
Yeah, he
so like, then if you look at it over the last 3 years, maybe 4 years.
He's been a phenomenal goalkeeper, yeah, and he's had all sorts of shit, and he was there through finishing seventh. You know, Van der Sar never finished seventh. And how much of that was doubted under Van der Sar and De Gea, I don't know, but I'm not taking anything away there. I think Carragher's misremembering a little bit just how good Van der Sar was for United. I think it currently stands at Schmeichel, Van der Sar, De Gea, and that's United. I can't really speak for the Premier League because I think, you know,
outside of the
Premier League. Or even just in the Premier League, I'd have to have a real good think about it because, you know, this potentially Seaman could be in there, Czech's going to probably be in there. Like,
there was a time when Czech was phenomenal.
Oh, God, yeah. Before he started wearing the head guard.
Even after he'd come back.
Mm.
But yeah, before it, he was like, how is anyone ever going to score past this guy?
Yeah, so I think people tend to forget, like, you know, you can always remember a long time ago. And then that middle ground sort of gets forgotten about. And that, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we're talking about that team, you know, that got to 3 Champions League finals. That was a hell of a football team, man.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
Ridiculous.
Spurs are tiring a bit now. Well, it's just getting into
second. They got Liverpool at the weekend, haven't they?
Oh, nice.
On the Sunday.
Bit
of fucking... About time there was a decent Super Sunday, mate. Oh.
They've been shit, haven't they, recently?
Bang. All the games that they put, they're not really inspiring. Like, Friday night is Brighton versus West Ham. I mean, while we're talking about it, do you want to go into Super Brew then?
Yeah, all right, let's talk about today's. In fact, I'm going to talk about last week's.
Oh, don't talk about last week's, mate.
Let me just check that I've got that right screen on. Right, here we go. So there's mine on the screen.
You've got more greens than me.
So, well, I've got 4 greens.
Yeah, I think I had 2.
So I had, I'll move over here a bit. So I had Newcastle beating Saints, nope. I had Everton to beat Brighton, like they couldn't even manage that. I did have Watford beating Arsenal, didn't you? Did as well, didn't you? Did we both go for that?
Yeah,
one?
I think so. Yeah.
I got the margin right. Didn't get the proper correct score. I didn't have Palace beating beating Chelsea, but I did think they'd score their first goal. I had City beating Stoke. Obviously, didn't have 7-2. West Ham and Burnley had as a draw because I thought that's going to be a tough game for West Ham.
It was tougher than
I expected.
What's the fucking?
Oh no, not as tough as I expected. I thought they got a draw. Yeah, that was it. Tottenham beat Bournemouth 1-0. I was a bit shocked at that because they've been banging the goals in recently. Maybe they had one eye on this that they're playing tonight. I had Swansea and Huddersfield being a draw, and I had United beating Liverpool 2-1 after a tough game.
Yeah, I just don't even fucking talk about mine.
So that was what we
Wank.
had. or the, what I had at least. Anyway, let's slide it over here. In fact, for tonight's, where is it? Lost it. Can't find it. Where have I put it? Oh, there it is. Right, so this video is sponsored by Superbrew, and if you want to play, it is completely free to play, and all you've got to do is put your score predictions on the app, and the app is in the link. The link for the app is in the description below. All you need to do to play is to download the app and start playing. There's no money involved, but you can win 20 grand, and you can start winning after just getting 6 correct scores. So here's the fixtures for this week.
Shout out to last week, because you can see we won the round.
Right.
It was Bra 7.
Okay.
Got 6 out of 10.
Damn.
Outcomes. I think that's just the results overall, just the actual outcomes. But there's only him and...
Not many.
Adam Arno, who got 6 out of 10.
Right, let's go over the this week's fixtures. So we got West Ham and Brighton. Where's my phone? There it is.
West Ham and Brighton.
I'll do it while we're on air.
Go on then. I've already done mine.
So we're going to go West Ham, Brighton. Hang on, where's the fixtures? There we go. West Ham, Brighton. What are we going for here? Let me get the app up.
Fucking A, West Ham.
Well, they're struggling, I think, is to say the absolute
Andy Carroll got sent off at weekend, didn't he, as well?
Who's lasting the longer, him or Koeman? Bilic.
Oh, I spoke to an Everton fan yesterday. It was quite funny, actually. I said, yeah, Scouse Saxon said, oh, you red or blue? He went, don't take the fucking piss, mate. He goes, I've got a proper accent. I'm not a woolly New Zealand one. I'm a blue.
Oh, right, okay.
So, all right, fair enough. So I had a bit of a laugh with him. He said, I'm watching Match of the Day. He said, you watching Match of the Day? Fucking hell, not a lot of highlights there for you, is there? But yeah.
Right, West Ham, Brighton.
He likes Koeman. Anyway, he's probably the only person I've spoke to, Everton fan, who likes Koeman. He said, give him time, he should be fine.
I think they've got a very strong squad. I think losing Lukaku has impacted them more than they realise. Because the guy's so good, man. At the end of the day. Yes, Rich. Right, let's go with this one then. West Ham, Brighton. I mean, unbelievably patchy from both of them. Only 2 wins, 4 losses. I've got to say a West Ham win here, 2-1.
I've got 1-0.
Alright. Then we got Chelsea. Watford is the next game coming up.
Chelsea have lost the last 2 league games.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose 3, but...
Morata could be back.
Marco Silva here against the back 3. Yeah. I'm thinking 1-0. How about them apples?
Oh, I've gone 2-0. 2-1, yeah. Fancy a draw there.
Apparently Oxlade-Chamberlain has scored. Yeah, but they're playing a lot of farmers.
Part-timers, so fuck them. Fuck him.
Right, United and Huddersfield is the next one up in the mix. No, it's not. Hang on.
It is.
All right, why is them different there then? All right, in the order that they're coming up on the app, it's a little bit different. So I've got United Huddersfield, and I'm going to say 2-0 United.
I've gone for 3-0. I think against better teams, they're struggling.
So I'm going to say 2, because I'm going to think that we're not able to rotate very well at the moment because of lack of options.
No.
City Burnley.
Can't see nothing other than a City win, can you?
Not at home. They're playing tonight.
I've gone for 4-2.
I'm going to say 2-2.
But Burnley have been decent.
They've been decent,
especially away from home.
If they look at what Everton did, they could probably mimic what Everton did. Although Everton was hanging on big time, to be fair to them. Next game we've got is Newcastle and Palace.
Oh, so fucking excitement galore there, isn't there? Do you know what I mean?
2-0 Newcastle. 2-1.
I've gone 2-1.
We're going 2-1. 7-0 Maribor seems so bad. Jesus Christ. Liverpool, second win in 9. Oh,
embarrassing.
Get his statue up. Next one we've got then is Stoke against Bournemouth. Bournemouth have slipped like fuck this season. Stoke inconsistent as shit. At home, I am going to say 1-0 Stoke.
I'm 2-1 Stoke.
Swans have been shit this year. Leicester, new manager. I'm going to say 1-0.
I've gone 2-0. I think there'll be a few goals.
I'll put them as good, actually. I'm going to change that then to a 2-1 Leicester win. Saints, turd.
That's
West Brom.
That's the half 5 kickoff. So that's the evening Saturday kickoff. Fuck
for your
off.
Entertainment value. On a we've Saturday got Southampton night. And West Brom.
It was Southampton. Nice. Southampton were on Super Sunday.
West Brom have looked decent, but they've just not been picking up a win, have they?
No.
Right. They're picking up a win here against Saints. 1-0. Tony Pulis special. Everton Arsenal. Are they going to do the impossible and end up beating them?
Nah. Arsenal, I see winning this. I think Everton are really, really poor. Really, really poor. So I've gone 3-1 Arsenal.
I'm going to say 0-0.
0-0?
Tottenham. 3-2 Liverpool.
I've gone 2-2. For a bit of an entertaining score draw.
Already.
We've got quite a few draws this week. I mean, that'll help us. If there's that many draws,
yeah,
you know, gives it, well, it'll be us and City that pull away, which we would have thought it will be anyway. I think
that's going to happen anyway, man, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is all my result, my predictions for that. If you want to get in the mix on Super Brew, hit the link in the description below. Come and join us. Play me and Ben. There's prizes from getting just 6, right? It's totally free to enter, and you can win £20,000 if you
money.
Take it all on the thing. I mean, come on, someone's going to do it at some point over the
someone,
season.
Someone out of the amount of people that we've got there, what, 250? There was,
yeah,
250.
Put your fucking fingers out, man. Sort it out.
There was 250 odd last time I checked. So someone in there has got to win something, at least a jersey.
You know what? If you bag it through here, yeah, jersey, we'll let you take us on a night out with it. How about them apples?
277 there is in now there. Probably, it's got to happen, hasn't it? Got to happen.
Three overhead kicks from the halfway line from Rooney. Can you imagine?
It's not a lot. What else do we want?
Pizza.
Oh.
No, there's nothing that's not about pizza.
I was telling you about that Icardi video I've seen today.
Yeah, fucking tell the people. Man. I mean, yeah. I'd heard a little bit about with Maxi Lopez, like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It's fucked up.
Well, I was like, oh, it's like incredible. You know when
didn't the ultras threaten to kill him last year?
Yeah, but that's because he was fucking starting on the money, because he's the captain. He's only 24, 25, I think.
What, now scores that trick and it's all happy days?
No, I think he's been doing whatever. But yeah, he was born. I think he lived in Tenerife or something. He was born and then moved over. Yeah, Tenerife, Canary Islands, and then he signed for Barcelona. Played in their academy, and then he signed for Sampdoria. But all the while, he's obviously Argentinian, and his hero, his idol, was Maxi Lopez, who did play at Barcelona as well. So when he moved to Sampdoria, Maxi Lopez, he'd become friends with Maxi Lopez proper quick, and it was all being like, oh yeah, good mates and all that. So he started coming around to his house, introduced him to his wife and his 3 kids. They went on a holiday together and stuff, like proper close and shit.
This is where it gets weird.
Next thing you know, this is where I was waiting for thinking, oh, what's going to tell about his story, you know, his background and that. And they said, next thing you know, we started banging Maxi Lopez's wife, and then he's got fucking Maxi Lopez kids tattooed, names tattooed on his arm, and then he's got that, she's called Wanda, and it's got a picture of her face tattooed on his forearm. So, and they're showing like a...
And this was all his old teammates, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, yeah, must have been, and then they've kind of obviously gone their separate ways, because then the Max Lopez played for 2 other teams, and both times when they're doing the pre-match handshake, Icardi's gone to shake his hands and he just fucking his way bridged him. And then it happened again in, like, I think he played for Torino and stuff, and you're like, fucking hell, this guy does not give a fuck.
And then he fell out with the ultras over something and then attacked the ultras, which seems like a bit mental thing to do, yeah. Doesn't it, like verbally attack them in the press and stuff like that, saying they don't know what the crack is, and they was just hammering him for being fucking a shitmate, really. Like,
well, Inter have been struggling, haven't they?
Yeah,
and he's been their best player by a mile. And now this season, they look like they're going to put a title challenge together. They've won the derby in the last minute.
Yeah, him scoring
hat trick. Yeah,
and then holding his shirt up to the fans. I mean, there's a lot of bridge building to be done there. If the ultras don't like you,
yeah, well, yeah, that's it. Well, yeah, but they fucking Ronaldo gets booed. Do you know what I mean?
That's Real Madrid, though, and they're fucking dicks. Let's not ever use Real Madrid as an excuse or an example for anything ever in the world, no matter what, because they're fucking terrible, aren't they?
And they're not winning tonight either.
Shit, no beds.
But yeah, that's a bit of a fucked up thing I've seen today. What else is it going to tell me about? I think there's something else I was going to say, but I can't remember.
The weather. And there's a few of you lot from Ireland that have been getting pummeled by the looks of things. I've seen some pictures online, and the Cork football ground stadium roof fell off, didn't it?
Yeah,
we get Ben to eat meat. We sort of discussed this a bit back, didn't we? We said if we went on a hunt And you know, it's like obviously free range, field butchered.
Well, someone
throwing a fucking grill right there.
Someone hit me up on Twitter and me Cessignon son or something. That's probably not what it is. oh no, Cessignon cross, whatever. Yeah, he's like, oh, what are you going to do Christmas and that? So I was like, I had this conversation with Lax on Sunday because we went to go Lily's in Ashton, vegetarian restaurant. If you've ever been, it's really nice. Just pure, the old veggie, where ASM is.
Yeah.
There's a little thing there, but they're making a full-size restaurant where the social club used to be, pretty much across the road. So it was really nice, but we went, and it's Diwali this week. So shout-outs to anyone who's celebrating that. And it was fucking rammed. So he's like, oh, fuck's sake. He goes, do you want a carver? And I go, don't eat me, you dickhead. And he goes, yeah, but just order something off the menu.
Yeah, just eat peas and broccoli.
I said, right, all right then. So we went to the Ash Tree Farm. Cakeway. That was fucking ridiculous. 25 minutes to wait for a table. This is at R2 in the afternoon. You have to queue 10 minutes to pay for it. And then he's in, like, I had a cheese and onion pie. And Lax goes, get me a mega carvery. I want a fucking mega carvery. So I'm like, right, whatever.
And I bet he just sat there just walloping it just to try and piss you off as well.
Nah, he didn't do that. He had to go and queue. They go, oh, it's going to be 20 minutes for your food then. Again, I'm like, fuck me, I've been in here an hour. Just full people. And then they go, Lax goes, right, I'm going to go and get my food now. Well, wait for yours should be in a minute. Mine come, I ordered in onion rings as well. I fucking scrammed it all virtually. And then he come back with this massive plate. Just full of fucking food. And yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't eat it all.
So what are you saying for Christmas then? What are you going to do?
Oh yeah, I'm going to eat it at Christmas. Because he said, the conversation was, he said, what are you going to do at Christmas dinner and that? I said, I've not even thought about it to be fair, but...
When did you start as well?
Well, March, July.
Was it July?
Yes, so...
Well, longer ago than that.
I thought, well, that'll be actually 6 months, pretty much near enough to the day, give or take a week. So
was it because of the thingy, What the Health?
Yeah, watch that What the Health documentary.
Do you know that's been debunked to fuck, apparently?
Yeah, well, so what? You can't debunk some of it. Like, isn't it weren't so much like what they were saying. It's the images of how, like, animals, like, they were cutting fucking abscesses off, like, cows' legs and then just putting back them on the thing to get chopped up. And the abscesses were fucking like that. And you're like, ugh, fuck that. And it was like, so you don't eat pork anyway, but they had, in America, they were just in, like, dustbins. Black bins, and they were just piled high. Like,
see that to make the documentary, they've obviously gone to the worst case, and it's not going to be like that everywhere.
It's not, but
it's going to be like that somewhere.
What about that in the UK where they were doing it?
No, oh, yeah,
that was in the news. That was like last week or something. So it does happen. It probably happen more often than it doesn't happen. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Profit margins and stuff. So
for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've felt better. Anyway, not eating meat. I've not really missed it. Every now and then when I'm hungry. When we was in Dublin and we ordered them pizzas in the daytime and yours come first and I think you had like pepperoni and
chicken,
like beef, pepperoni and chicken. And I was like, that's good that. But then as soon as I had a slice of mine, I was like, I'm not arsed now. So yeah, it is what it is.
Should we get him a double down?
Yeah.
And fucking mint.
Have you ever had a goat's cheese wrap?
No! Oh,
come on, someone's got to have a goat's cheese wrap. I was in Leeds in a weekend, so I was in Headingley.
Jesus Christ.
And we thought, oh, we'll get some lunch. We were going to go to Nando's, but it was shut. So just went onto the main road, and it was this health grill. So I thought, oh, buzzing, I'm going there. Looking, goat's cheese wrap, caramelised onions, grilled peppers, spinach and rocket. And I was like, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to have that. And it was well fit.
Some of the comments here say meat. It's Jesse, meat is bad for your health. You can't just say meat is bad for your health. Everything is bad for your health if you just only go bananas on that one.
Would I eat Alcin if I had to? I'd be fucking set for life, wouldn't I, if I had to eat Alcin? Let's be truthful.
Some meat. How long am I in France for? Only a day, unfortunately.
24 hours.
Yeah, pretty much. Day and a half-ish. I'm there really early doors Thursday. I'm pretty fucked up, actually, because I'm going from Stansted. There was no direct for Thursday, Friday from Manchester, so I'm going from Stansted.
Got a private plane.
Yeah, but they don't know where I'm going. Why I'm going.
All right.
And I'm not on a private plane, I'm on Ryanair.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying like opposite to these. I'm saying like, my guy's got a private plane.
Yeah, but don't worry about that. I don't know if he has.
He has?
Oh. I'm not on it.
If not, he definitely hires one because...
I know he's hired one.
But, yeah, but they have it on there, on ready to go. Not anyway.
So I'm going from Stansted Thursday morning, but actually I'm leaving tomorrow. So I'm going to get my haircut tomorrow, and then I'm on a train down to London. I'm going to meet Cheeksport Dave. I'm going to watch the match with him, United, and I think we're both going to end up doing a quick vid for Devils after that. And then I'm going to get over to Stansted at like midnight or something, because the trains run pretty late. And then I'm hoping to try and bust into a lounge or something, because that's my pro tip.
What time are you flying?
6. So you get checked in and all that shit. It's early hours anyway, innit, really? So I wasn't going to sleep much. I'm taking my net pillow. I don't usually take my net pillow on short flights. I'm taking that shit and I'm just going to try and get my head down wherever I can.
You can sleep anyway.
Yeah, man.
I need to be in a bed. It needs to be quiet and it needs to be comfy.
Yeah, mate. I slept in some fucked up places when I was in the army. And when I was coming home, like that mad mission that I had to get home from Iraq to make it to that Barcelona game, I was sleeping on body armour and helmet, and like I was sleeping fucking anywhere. You can survive quite a while on just like getting a nap in here and there. Like,
I'd be ratty as fuck, mate. And about 25 Monster a bit as well for you.
No, I'm on the water at the minute.
Oh, wow.
And obviously not going to have any in France, I wouldn't have thought. So,
Monster.
Yeah. Oui. So I think I get to France like 9:30. I'm going to go get into my hotel, get a good hour, get a shower, go to match.
What, straight from there?
Well, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, is it? Yeah, but 6 o'clock in the UK time, what time is it over there?
That's a great point, I don't know.
South of France, isn't it? So it must be at least an hour.
I'm sure the hotel said I can't check in until 3 as well. That's a proper shitter, that, isn't it? It's going to be checked. You're probably not even going to have to. If it's a 6, then yeah, I'm not going to have any time to sort my shit out and then get checked in and that, innit? Mm. It'll be get checked in, get a shower, get changed, get the fuck out again. Unfortunately. But go and watch a match.
Worth it.
And then home on Friday. In time for all that shit. But yeah, that early hours flight is going to be a bit of a shitter. Flight home's like 2:30 in the afternoon, so that's happy days. When will we launch FTDFC? We need a sponsor. That's the top and bottom of it. As soon as they sort a sponsor out, it will be a semi-regular sort of thing, I think.
That's not be eating chip here. Six here is seven there. That's right.
Yeah. Connor in the comments says, most pro-vegan studies into the negative consequences of meat consumption don't even differentiate between a sausage roll or a chicken breast, but then exclude fries and stuff when they reverse it. Of course they do. It's the imright.com fucking thing, isn't it? Six here is seven there. If it's seven in France, then that's a bit better, isn't it? But I'm sure that's the local time kickoffs, isn't it? 6 and 8 or whatever it is in Europa. Yeah. So that'll be a bit of a shitter, to be honest, if it is, because... for obviously where I'm sat, probably it'd be in a couple of hours early, innit? I would think.
Chilling.
I'm getting later every week. Ollie, you need to pull your socks up, son.
I was gonna say we're early, we're nearly done now.
Wait. McLaren in the comments there says, seen the thing about councils giving homeless people one way train tickets to towns they'd never been to just to get them out. That's fucking bullshit.
I've not read the article, so I don't know. I was just seeing a headline when I was putting petrol in yesterday. But it's something about they're restricting beggars in the city centre. Some shit. I've not read like the full article, so I don't know if anyone can enlighten me on that. But that's fucked. Obviously Andy Burnham said he wants to eradicate homelessness, but what is his action plan to do that? What are the steps to do it, and when's he plan to do
it? Don't know. That was one of the things I wanted to ask him when he come on. He didn't come on.
I've not seen any of his manifesto to see.
All I know for definite is that he was giving 15% of his salary away.
Yeah, but that's his salary from that. But he's also getting paid from other avenues. Yeah.
A load of you in the comments here saying get Papa John's to sponsor FTDFC. There's going to be some stuff going on with FTDFC pretty soon, I reckon, but there's some other stuff that's got to happen before that. If I get any sort of dialogue with Papa John's, I'll throw all sorts of shit at them.
Say fucking hell, can take give you about 150 examples of free advertising.
Yeah, there you go. So now you do it, man. Have we started giving out the charity packs? No. We're still collecting till the end of the month, although there's not had a penny dropped into it since the end of the podcast, which I kind of accept. They've still not fucking rendered it out, and YouTube are so unhelpful. Because I was like, I said to the guy, look, this shit's been rendering for a week now. What's going on?
Yeah.
And he messaged me and said, you probably should have like recorded a local file for your own records. I was like, I didn't ask that, for starters. I literally just said to you, is this shit going to render and when will it be available? And I was like, so, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, mate, this is the evidence that we did a 24-hour podcast. Now, I know there's a lot of other evidence out there, but I wanted that. You know what I mean? I wanted to have that. Tons of homelessness in Hawaii because they give them free flights to anywhere they wanted. They obviously chose Hawaii. What the fuck? What?
From where?
I guess from mainland USA. What the
really?
Fuck?
But
for all the money that's spending on flights, that's going to pay for like one caseworker or something to be able to do something positive rather than just fucking moving it around.
If anyone, I retweeted a tweet by this guy from. You ever see that guy? Have you seen it on this guy called Zach Carr on Twitter? Zach J. Carr is his Twitter handle. But basically, he tweets about a lot of American history and like their politics and what they're doing in countries and stuff like that. So there's a thread before that I retweeted about Korea between 1950 and 1953, basically how North
Korea
and what? How North and South Korea was divided initially.
Because of them.
Yeah, and also like the reason why the North Koreans got pissed off and all the, you know, selling off all Japanese stuff and fucking shit like that. And you're like, wow, mad, isn't it? Mad what like happens, and then America, or not just America, other countries like UK and things like that, with colonization, France, Spain, and Belgium, they portray it as being, yeah, we did great for you. Look what we've done. We've taken all your shit, put you in fucking massive debt, killed a load of you people, and now we complain about immigration.
When everybody's an immigrant.
Yeah.
That's the one. When everybody's an immigrant. I saw something on. I was scrolling through some guy, like one of the meme accounts. I was just scrolling back through it all, and it had a picture of Michelle Obama, and it said, "My job's been taken by an immigrant." It made me laugh, and then I was like, "For a guy that's actually such a ball buster on immigration, and his wife is fucking like Eastern European and shit, you're like, under your rules."
Well, yeah, but obviously they're immigrants from German.
Yeah, German and Irish, isn't it?
I remember seeing it on documentaries, like German mainly, and he's...
Anyone who's not Native American an immigrant.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, there were some people that were taken there against the will, but ultimately...
Some.
A large percentage. But there was... if you're not Native American, then you're a fucking immigrant. Mm. That's the top and bottom of it. If you're not ginger in Britain, you're an immigrant. That includes both of us. Like,
oh, yeah. I know for a fact that.
So,
got no problems with that.
And I don't get why people give a fuck where your great-great-grandparents got born. Like, it has, you know, if you didn't know the guy, it has fucking zero effect on you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Madness. Nuclear war would be a good answer. It wouldn't be a good answer, would it? Did you ever consider going into football coaching? No. I coached Jay's team, but, like, no, because it takes up so much time. If you want to do it properly, so then you've got to do...
so much effort.
Yeah, you've got to put so much into it.
I mean, like, obviously, playing football in terms of whatever level, the organisation, when you've got to get people to some place, to ferry them there, to take training, to get the kit washed, to organise the training, to get 11 players plus subs, it's just fucking infuriating. I mean, it could not be arsed with a hassle. Like, no.
And then, like, what's the end game out of it? Do you want to your coach in the Premier League as your first team coach? You're probably never going to be a manager unless you've got, you know, international experience, let's face it. Because even
how many people come from, like, nowhere to manage, like,
It's
a
very,
job.
Very, very occasional outlier, isn't it, that manages it? But, like, even Fergie had a top career, really, as a player.
Mm.
You know, people are like, oh, it wasn't that good a career. Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't Giggs' career, but it wasn't a fucking shit career.
How about...
I will manage FTDFC, yeah, that's not a problem, because there's not a weekly commitment and training commitment and shit like that.
Well, there's been saying the World Cup draw, but there's been a couple of draws this week, and Hyde United, shout out to them, in the first round proper.
Go on.
Playing MK Dons at home.
Should we watch? When is it?
I think I'm going to go to that, yeah. I think it'll be, it's going to be on TV, so likelihood is it might be the Friday night game, which is the 3rd of November, which is International Weekend, I think.
If that's the case, we'll have it. I'll find out what it is, and we'll probably.
Yeah, well, one of my mates for work, he loves going to, he goes, like, Welsh lad, but he's an Everton fan, and he just goes to anything. He's always going watching Stockport County. He's like, he texted me this morning saying, are we having it or what? And I was like, yeah, if you want.
Well, sweet. Matt in the comments says, GAA coaches at the highest level do it for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, did you see the World Cup playoff draw?
No.
Northern Ireland are playing Switzerland.
What have I even done today? I don't even know what I've done today.
Republic are playing Denmark. Sweden playing Italy.
Some big games.
And I can't remember the last one.
I watched England under-17s really struggle to get past Japan, but they're in the quarters. The pitch looked like a bog, mate.
So Tom's just saying, think about MK Dons rolling into high swimming baths.
That's where they're going to park.
Get on the fucking slide, innit?
That's where they're going to park.
Well, you know where they're going to stay? They'll be in the village in Ashton.
Yeah, they will be in there.
Yeah, they don't stay in the one in Ayr. That's pretty shit.
Big up Dunfermline Athletic. Ferguson was the most expensive sale in the 60s when he went to Rangers. There you go, man.
Well, here's a question. So, like, I stayed in Headingley on Friday night, right?
Yeah.
At the village. Didn't pay for it through the village, paid for it through a third-party site, like hotels.com. And, like, when I come to check in, it was a shit hotel. Don't ever stay there, by the way. It's proper dated. They try to lick it up and stuff, but the fucking rooms are tiny and there's waste space. So they said, oh, do you want to have breakfast? So, oh, yeah, it's pretty. So it's £7.50 per person for breakfast, unlimited breakfast. They fucking charged Jasmine, she's not even free for full-time breakfast. So I thought, oh, they'll just add it to my bill ticket off my card or whatever. So the next day, checked out, and then they sent me an email saying, oh, you seem to, must have been oversight, but you seem to have not paid your, settled your bill for breakfast. You know, if you can ring us and so on. Oh, and I thought, no. I was thinking, what will they actually do if we don't pay a £22.50 breakfast bill?
Well, let's find out. That's our weekly update on the podcast. Let's fucking go for it.
We'll see. So, if anyone works for the Village Hotel, fuck you. But if you want to sort me out a cheap gym membership, then speak to me, because I'm down for that.
What's the probability of an average working class man going homeless? That's a good question. I would have thought getting higher and higher with rents and property costs going up all the time, and the job market being pretty insecure, because, you know.
Well, have you seen that micro home? That 40,000 micro home, like this. That,
yeah,
that
they just moved a lad into it, didn't they? Yeah. A young lad into it. I mean, it's about this size, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
About the size of this room. Yeah, but yeah.
Them, like, you know, all them containers, shipping containers.
Yeah, I lived in one when I was in the army. That's what a lot of the new accommodation
was. Yeah, they're so cheap to convert, like, you don't need planning permission.
Yeah, just throw one up. Mm. 40 grand seems dear, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I thought it was quite
considering good. How much, like, a house costs. You think someone's making some serious dough? You know,
probably buy about 4 houses in Burnley for that.
Will, it's not something to talk about on the podcast, mate. What score do I think it would be tomorrow? That's a good point, actually. We could really preview tomorrow. Fucking hell. I think it's going to be pretty rotated United side.
Do you reckon?
I think you'll see Lindelof. I think you'll probably see Lingard. I mean, and that's about as deep as the rotation really can go at the moment with what we've got.
Well, thing is, we win here, we're pretty much guaranteed through. And then, so that's where you'd probably put quite a lot of your eggs in that basket to go for. Huddersfield away, they're going to press you high on Saturday, but should have more than enough.
Yeah, they play football, don't they? So they're not going to try and roughhouse you.
You're going to stay in the Lowry the night before, aren't you? Same as if it was a home game.
Yeah.
Because it's not far, let's be honest.
I fancy us to, I mean, did you see what Basel did to them? That was 3-0 before they had a man sent off, and it finished 5.
Yeah.
They're either playing 4-2, no, that a 4. No, what is it? Is it a 4-1-2-3? Oh, fuck knows what it is. They play a bit of a fucked up formation, or they play 4-4-2. What was it, man? The fuck was the formation? That was.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, we are live. Been live for a while.
My bad. I dropped the thing. This is fucking well good, actually. I'd well recommend this to anyone who's streaming stuff. I think that's the case, really, is that you're going to be a rotated side. The only one probably won't be rotated is, like,
Lukaku,
Matic, Big Dave, Bay's out still. You know, so.
Oh, that fucked my dream team up that one weekend. Bay and fucking Ben Davis both being out.
Napoli almost nicked it.
Shit. What score did it finish?
Must have just finished now, yeah.
They missed the penalty, didn't they? No, they won 2-1.
Who, City?
Yeah.
1 in 3 families in the UK are 1 month's pay away from losing their home. Fuck
yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, I can believe that, though. I can believe that. I fucking rarely have anything like in savings. It fucking comes in and goes straight back out again.
Yeah. Sad, man.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see what happens with Roa when he comes back, because I well thought that was going to be far too much fucking hot sauce last season with him and Bailey. But they actually worked really well.
I don't think he's going to be fit to start or to be even getting back into contention. I think he's still a bit away.
Luke Shaw's a worry, mate, because he was shit at weekend and he's been shit in every... And his under-23s levels is not a great level. But he's looked so far off the pace in that.
All right, I was going to say, because I've not seen it, but I was thinking, yeah, has he been shit because he knows he's going to be with the first team, so it's just a case of, look, don't like do anything to...
He looks like a different guy at the minute.
He's What's not, wrong with him?
Don't know. He's so much wrong with him. He does not look good at the minute. He don't look good at all. What's our ugliest kit? I wouldn't even say the grey one, although it might be. We haven't really had any crazy wild ones, have we? Wouldn't we have? They've been mint.
Do you know what I was watching the other day on Friday? So that my brother-in-law's house. And he's an Arsenal fan. And he just had YouTube on. But he left and I was just sat there watching his TV. And it's like, that's fan TV and shit. So I thought, fuck this, I'm not having that. So all this shit he searched for is like Arsenal on YouTube. So I just like... Beckham, all the goals. You know, Ruud van Nistelrooy, all the goals. And then I was like, oh, fucking hell, remember that game? So then, remember the game where we played Villa in the FA Cup? Oh, yeah. And I can't remember what year it was. I think it was 2002, 2003. So I think Ruud had just signed.
No, keep going.
And it was in January, third round. First half was nothing to write home about. Second half, we went 2-0 down.
Yes.
With about an hour gone. And then we... come back and we won 3-2.
Oh, I do remember that one.
That was a fucking class game, so watch that. And but there, remember like the, I was thinking, looking at when Van Nistelrooy was scoring in, we had some like royal blue kits and they were nice, the Vodafone ones.
Yeah, those real dark ones. Yeah. It was like a fur going on, wasn't it, with them? There was a weird material there.
Yeah, I liked them, they were nice.
Yeah, they were nice.
There's loads. We've had loads of quality kits.
That one year where both kits were checkered. I don't mind that kit. The last year we won the league. It was alright, you know.
That gingham. Did we go to the launch for that?
Yeah. Do we see any weakness in City's game? How do you beat them? I think it's going to be interesting to find out. Someone's going to beat them. They're not going to not lose all season, either, let's face it. I mean, they played this same sort of system against us in pre-season. Now, yes, it was pre-season, but we fucking murdered them, didn't we? You've got to attack them. We can't...
You can't be brave.
You've got to be brave.
There's mistakes in them. To be playing... You can't play that sort of football consistent level. Your players aren't that good.
No, and they're only human at the end of the day, aren't they? I think we should call it a day.
We've rocked everything.
Yeah,
I'm sure there was something I was going to mention. I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, shit. I was just going to say about some music that I've been listening to.
Save it to next week, if you want.
Whatever.
Because I've got so much shit to do.
Yeah, safe. I'll save it. But, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, this shirt, this is an original as well. People always say, oh, is it just a finger? So, you're on it. No, this is a proper original Umbro one from the day. Got it from Classic Football Shirts. I think the Cantona one's gone. I think the Cantona name and that has gone on later because it's a lot more yellowed on the front. But it's an original shirt, like it's not one of those.
That is my favourite kit of all time.
This and the home. The home from this season's pretty fucking good.
The
as
thing
well.
Is, like, because we wear red all the time.
You like the change?
Yeah, I like the change. It's like saying we're playing FIFA, because you play United all the time on like career mode. Sometimes you just don't want to play at Old Trafford because you played there that much. It was like, oh, I want a different view of the pitch and that.
Jay was fucking wounded on Saturday.
They beat him again.
4-1. He went with PSG as well. And I said, oh, do you want? I played Angel Gomez, who's rubbish, by the way, on the game.
Yeah.
He just got robbed off the ball to the point where I subbed Fellaini on for him, actually. And then, beat him 4-1. He was fucking terrible. He was wounded.
God, yeah. What a shame. What a shame.
I've got one of the under-18s at United chatting a load of shit as well, thinking that he's a bad man on FIFA. So I might have to sort out a game with... Well, there's a couple of them on a play, but there's one in particular that's proper fucking gobbing off. He's meant to be pretty good. And I said, look, there's no fucking...
We all know what happens to people who think they're pretty good.
What's the word I'm thinking?
Abdullah.
There's no fucking, like, joy in beating me. I'm fucking rubbish. Right then, thank you everybody for joining us. I will fucking at some point get these up on iTunes, but keep rating and reviewing the Warm Down. That helps it get ranked. There wasn't one this week because shit's been all over the place. I'm trying to get Matt from Ball Street, who's a Huddersfield fan, on for next week, so that might be an interesting one. Found about Huddersfield's story, man, because they sort of come up from nowhere, really, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll speak to them guys. Thanks for watching. Subscribe if you're new around here. Get that number up for us, and we will see you next Thursday. So, not here this Thursday. I'm off to Marseille to go and watch Paddy Avro. Hopefully he plays. We'll see you in a bit. Laters.